We're doing the Kedush Hanuch Mekor Chaim. We're doing the laws of Tefillin, and we're up to the 10th chapter on the 13th paragraph. And we had described where one should place the tefillin on one's head, in the center, above the hairline, and below the fontanelle, below the end of the fontanelle, and on the arm, on top of the muscle, bending tightly, slightly towards the heart. And because there are many people who are not careful about putting the tefillin on properly in their proper place, it's fitting to let them know whoever places their tefillin in their improper place is doing two bad things. Firstly, he missed out. He didn't perform the mitzvah of putting on tefillin. If you don't put them in the right place, you didn't do the mitzvah. And secondly, did another bad thing, that he made a blessing for vain. He made a blessing in vain. And one has to take care, be it with the tefillin on the arm, be it with the tefillin on the head, they have to be in their proper place. Being that the Torah says that the tefillin are a sign on one's arm, צריך שיהיו התפילין על היד ממש בבשר, ולא יהיה מומה חוצץ בין התפילין ליד. The tefillin have to be directly on one's arm, and there should be nothing in between. There should be nothing separating between one's arm and the tefillin. V'chein netotofot b'ninecha. The Torah says the tefillin should be as a sign. They should be as an ornament between one's eyes. Shlo yeh devach chotzitz ben tefillin l'rosh. You can't have anything between the tefillin and one's head. V'chol ze beguf ha'tefillin. That's all a reference to the tefillin themselves. Aval b'rtzuot shel yad. But when we talk about the straps, ra'uy l'akpid l'chatchila l'anicham al b'soro mamash. Ideally, one should have the straps on one's arm directly. You don't have to be so careful if a person's, there's some reason that he cannot do it. He has to wear a cast. Or whatever reason, there's something that he really needs. So then he doesn't have to be careful that there's nothing separating between the strap and his arm. The tefillin themselves have to be directly on the head and on the arm. But the straps, so if a person's in a tough situation, he has a cast or something else, so we put the straps over the cast. We put it over whatever is necessary. If it's necessary, it's necessary. One more. Halacha tedvav. Tzirch shiyeh ha-makom she-bakesher she-nireh ke-ein dalet le-tzad chutz. The place of the knot that looks like a dalet has to be on the outside. Tzirch shiyeh ha-shachol she-bo. The part of the knot that looks like a dalet. I'm not sure what he means by this. I don't know. Dalet is the tefillin on the head. I don't know what he's coming to say. Let's see if we can understand from the rest of the paragraph. And the black of the straps should be on the outside. I think what he means is that the knot could turn upside down. So the knot of the shorosh, the knot should never be upside down. Look at tefillin, you could turn it inside out. You could turn the knot around, yeah, in the back. So it has to be placed correctly so that the dalet is visible outside. And the black part of the straps also has to be on the outside. The straps of the arm or of the head shouldn't be turned over. The black should be what's visible. There shouldn't be any folds the other way. That's specifically with the straps around the head or around the muscle. But the rest of the straps that are dangling down, and the straps that are wrapped around the arm, ideally one should be careful that the black should be what's visible, because that's the beauty of the mitzvah, that you see the black. But you don't have to be so careful if it turned over. So the Gemara discusses that it's a terrible thing if it turns over, this, that. So he says that's everything that's discussed about how careful you have to be that it doesn't turn over. It's a discussion of the strap that's on the head and the strap that's directly on the muscle. The rest of the straps, if it works, good. And if it doesn't, you don't have to go crazy over it. Shukwa.
I should not.